You are listening to Speaking Of by WFSU Public Media. Property taxes in Florida have been a topic of discussion lately, but now several proposals that could significantly reduce or even eliminate property taxes in the Sunshine State are up for consideration in the Florida legislature. Gina Jordan chats with WFSU reporter Tristan Wood and talks with Leon County leaders about how this could affect residents.
Tristan, how can we make property taxes interesting?
Well, it's kind of hard for us to do it ourselves. I mean, if you own property, it's very interesting. If you own none, not so much.
Okay. Well, future homeowners perhaps will care. I mean, we don't want people's eyes to glaze over, but I think this is a worthy discussion.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said there because even if you don't own property, property taxes fund a wide wealth of local services in your community, like police, parks, roads in many cases, schools, the whole gambit.
Yeah. So when Governor Ron DeSantis made getting rid of homestead property tax a priority, that got a lot of attention.
You purchase land, purchase a home, maybe you have a mortgage, you pay off your mortgage, and it's like, at what point are you free and clear? And what property tax says is that you never really own your property because you got to pay rent to the government.
I mean, it sounds good to me to eventually, at least, not owe property tax on my home.
I mean, that's where, you know, a lot of the debate is. The governor wants a complete elimination of the homestead property tax. But then the overarching question is, how will municipalities replace that money? Costs of roads, schools, law enforcement, those don't go away. So if the tax goes away, how will municipalities afford those things?
Yeah, that's the question. Lots of concern being expressed there.
Yeah, very much so. And currently, Florida homeowners get tax exemptions on their homesteaded property. It's about $50,000 for their primary home's value. How it's calculated is a little complicated. I don't get too in the weeds in that. That's the homestead exemption, though. Earlier this year, Governor DeSantis said it just doesn't do enough to protect homeowners.
They bought a house 10 years ago, and now someone's telling them it's worth $1 million, and they got to pony up more money to the government. And our homestead exemption is not adequate. It is not adequate to protect taxpayers against that. So people are really getting pinched.
Okay, so we know DeSantis wants this tax gone, but he hasn't proposed how municipalities might replace that money, right?
Yeah, he tasked lawmakers with doing that. To change property taxes in Florida, you have to do a constitutional amendment. So that's either through the citizens and ballot initiative process, or the legislature needs to propose a constitutional amendment that will then go to Florida voters. It would get approved with 60% or more support from Florida voters during the 2026 election. So far, the Florida House has come up with 8 options to be considered during the legislative session that starts next year. The Senate has not come up with its own proposals yet.
Right. So House Speaker Daniel Perez has said this is about coming up with ideas. It's about debating these ideas and making an effort to get a proposal before voters next year.
Yeah. DeSantis has expressed being unhappy with those 8 proposals from the House. They mostly target homestead property, either expanding the exemptions or eliminating taxes on those properties entirely, with the exception for the money that would go to fund schools, for instance. On social media, the governor said that the House is playing a political game and is not making a serious attempt toward reform with so many options being considered. Yeah. He's concerned with so many options being considered, they'll waste their time debating it, and then at the end, it will be a like half measure that he doesn't think goes far enough.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, he called on lawmakers to take action, and they've started the process. So if voters have to choose, that means we have to have something to vote on, like this proposed constitutional amendment.
Right, exactly. It's been a big topic of conversation across most legislative delegations around the state of Florida. It recently was a big topic for the Leon legislative delegation when they met in the Capitol last week. Public speakers kept bringing it up, and that's a trend we've seen at county delegation meetings, big and small.
Yeah, you covered that meeting for us. And the first speaker on this issue was Leon County property appraiser Akin Akinyemi. He said he was there to address the elephant in the room.
This is a very complex issue, and definitely the tax reform is long overdue. There's no doubt there whatsoever.
Akinyemi told lawmakers that property appraisers are here to answer questions and provide them with data about the potential impacts of the proposed changes.
So he also talked about this 1980 Truth in Millage Act that was supposed to ensure that taxing authorities collect only the taxes they need. And that might mean rolling back millage rates when the economy is thriving. But he says this law hasn't been carried out so well.
If that alone is enforced, because the intention is that people should collect only the money they need to provide basic services. So in a boom of about 15-16% increase in revenue from taxes, not property rate increase for individual, but because of construction, you should roll back your rate.
He says if municipalities would carry out this law properly, that could solve some concerns the governor has about rising property taxes. And finally, he showed lawmakers a copy of the Leon County government budget.
58.7% of the entire revenue come from property taxes. So merely repealing this is going to be very devastating. Yeah, it could be replaced, but increasing sales tax could be a very regressive tax. You know, so we just need to work together.
He did urge lawmakers to consider the 8 bills put forward by the Florida House. He said that none are perfect, but they are a good start.
Gotcha. Doris Malloy also made an appearance before the delegation. She's been the Leon County tax collector for almost 25 years, and she talked about how her office could be impacted.
I often explain that we're probably the closest government entity to a business as possible. We do not get an appropriation. It's from the fees that we collect. We collect fees from the commissions. We receive commissions for collecting property taxes. We receive fees for the services, other services that we provide. Anything from issuing driver's license, anything we're dealing with motor vehicle, the registrations. We do concealed weapon permitting. We do mobile home, and we issue birth certificates. And so all of that we get a fee for, and that's how we provide the funding that we need for our office. So obviously the property tax is a big issue for us. We have always taken the position that we do not advocate policy. We provide information. And so I stand here offering information. We have a wealth of it in our offices throughout the state that we've collected in terms of the payment history, how the structure is done in our office, delinquent taxes, what impact it has, whatever you need. If you would, we're here to provide information for you if you would like that information. And so I'm really just standing here to offer that and to also thank you. I know it's a task. If it was an easy fix, there would be a solution on the table. So we understand all of that. But, you know, my thought would be, given the issue of property taxes, I often kid with customers that they come into my office when they have to pay, and it's always, why are we paying these high taxes? And I always emphasize to them, look at the roads that you enjoy, look at the law enforcement, look at the school system, and so forth.
And that was Leon County tax collector Doris Malloy.
You know, as for making up lost revenue, there's been some talks about, you know, the need to raise sales tax in Florida, which would be one way to get back some revenue. But the rate it would have to go up to offset this losses would be quite substantial. So it's hardly a question that they would increase sales tax to the rate to make up for this specific lost revenue. So really, it would be left piecemeal for individual counties and municipalities to make it up. A lot of conversations in among local commissions preparing in case it does end up happening would be like raising fees for participating in like local government sponsored sports, increased fees for services and other things to make up the difference.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot of these municipalities are just eager for answers because the focus has just really solely been on eliminating or reducing that funding. Nikki Hatch pleaded Leon County's case. Her title is Assistant to the County Administrator for Legislative and Strategic Initiatives.
At a minimum, these proposals will have significant impacts on local government budgets and the services we provide. But the most severe proposals, however, threaten the functionality of local government as we know it. With this in mind, we seek your support in protecting and preserving the county's ability to deliver the high-quality services that we provide.
Leon County's current budget is just under $378 million. Of course, the county has a separate budget from the city of Tallahassee. The city's current budget is around $1.2 billion.
Yeah, much bigger budget for the city. So the last local government leader to address the delegation was Mayor John Daley.
Yeah, he touted some major project in the city that has the benefit of tax funding and talked a lot about what removing property taxes would mean for what type of cuts would come to the city.
In particular, when you think about the completion of the international facility at the airport, the new police station that's being built, the new senior center that's being built, the infrastructure projects that we're working on, along with the creation of FSU Health, has been endorsed by all of our institutions of higher education, that is truly going to take healthcare to the next level in our community. I like to think that we're doing a great job at the city on how we manage and run city services. Let me remind you that you enjoy the lowest millage rate out of the 20 comparable cities in the state of Florida with a 4.41 mil. Now, what does that mean to us? And we've had a lot of talk about property taxes. Our property taxes, we generate about $75 million, believe it or not. That's it, $75 million out of a $1.2 billion budget. Let me put that in perspective. Our police department is $80 million. We do not even generate enough property taxes to cover the budget of the police department. Okay, so if we put proviso language in protecting law enforcement, how will that impact us? It will wipe out Parks and Recreation, which has a smaller budget than the police department budget. It will wipe out neighborhood affairs. So as we move forward, like my partners that have testified before, any way that we could serve as a resource to the legislature, we'll be more than happy to. I am proud to say that our budget process is a national award-winning process for transparency and outreach. We've got experts that'll be more than happy to sit down with you at any time during the day. You do know that the city of Tallahassee once again received not one, not two, but its third All-American City Award. I also like to think that we're doing a pretty good job with the tax dollars that you receive and the electric utility money that we collect. As you know, we have the lowest, if not one of the lowest electric utility rates in the state of Florida, both public and private, and year after year is named one of the best in the nation, if not the number one public utility in the nation. We do a lot with a little. In fact, out of 411 municipalities in the state of Florida, you'd be proud to know, City of Tallahassee was named the most efficient local government in the state of Florida. And out of 17,500 nationwide, we are in the top 20. We do it right, we do it well. So as we move into the session, if there's anything that we can do to help you, because you do such a fantastic job standing up for our community, and as legislation that is filed that will impact our services or our utilities or ad valorem, anything that we could do to help provide you with accurate information so that you're better equipped to stand up on behalf of our community, we'll do everything we possibly can.
That was Mayor John Daley speaking before the Leon County delegation last week. Tristan, did any of the Leon lawmakers speak to the House proposals or how they feel about them?
Not in great detail, but after the delegation meeting, Tallahassee Republican Senator Corey Simon told reporters he wants property tax relief.
I am one of those folks that at some point in time, I want to own my own home. When I pay off that house, just like everybody else that pays off their home, we still don't own it. I think that's problematic. But I think the other side of that is we need to really take a hard look at it, and I think we're doing that, how we're spending taxpayer dollars, and move forward.
And like I said previously, the Senate has not put forward any property tax proposals yet. Even if they come to an agreement on what they want it to look like and the House comes to an agreement and they both pass it, it would still require 60% support from voters to pass. Some polling has come out on the issue, none with a massive sample size, but the polling that has come out suggests that as of now, opinion on removing property taxes altogether or substantially changing them isn't quite at that 60% threshold. It's more at a 50-50 split, with more Republicans leaning towards reducing or eliminating property taxes and more Democrats leaning against it.
I think it'll be interesting to hear how voters feel about it once something is put forward that says, this is how you deal with that loss of funding. Here's a suggestion for how municipalities can handle that loss of funding. Then, you know, who knows? It'll be interesting to see how voters react.
It certainly will be. This will likely be one of the main driving issues during the 2026 governor's race and be on the minds of most Floridians.
Okay, Tristan, thank you for your coverage of this issue and for helping explain it.
No problem.
So we've heard that this is a concern for municipalities statewide, and I decided to check in with Cragen Mosteller. She's Deputy Executive Director of the Florida Association of Counties. When the governor came out forcefully, I'd say, in favor of eliminating property taxes, what was the reaction of the Florida Association of Counties?
We really wanted to know more information. I think we agree that there are definite issues within the property tax system itself. And so when, as the governor has talked about some of his ideas, as the House has talked about some of their ideas, the devil, the angels, whatever you'd like, are going to be in the details.
So we know this is a priority for Governor DeSantis. He wants homeowners to own their homes outright without fear of suddenly not being able to pay taxes and then lose their homes. What do you think of his reasoning for this?
I think taxes are an investment that we all make in our community to be able to have the communities that we want to live in. They are unfortunately necessary. Death and taxes, right? We can count on those two things. Nobody likes them. I don't like them. But they are something that our communities need to be able to invest in, whether it is for something as important as public safety to something that is enjoyable as a community park.
Yeah. You said that the association, really, you guys were just wanting more information. Have you come out with any official stance on any of these options put forward by the House?
We have not. We're still looking at them, but they don't have implementing bills. So we have a lot of questions. I wouldn't even call them proposals. I'd call them concepts. Mm-hmm. Counties agree. There is not a county in the world that wants to cut public safety. That we clearly know that's incredibly important. And so having that as a stipulation is fine. But then there are other things that counties do besides public safety, such as providing safe drinking water, providing sewage and waste treatment plants and environmental protections and parks and soccer leagues and all of the fun things that we enjoy about our communities. And so there's just a lot unknown. And the voters, the citizens, deserve to know the consequences and then make informed decisions. And right now, based off of what's on the table, they can't do that.
Florida has 67 counties, and you've got some that are high tourist areas with big money coming in from tourist taxes. You have rural counties. How differently might counties be impacted? Can you just kind of give us an example of how it would affect different counties depending on what's cut?
You're right. They are different. They're not just different in the ways that we know them to be, whether it be rural or urban, but in the details of their property tax structure and their budgeting structure, they're all very different. And when you look at some of our small counties, if you were to eliminate homestead property taxes, let's just take that one. That's the governor's most popular one. That's the house, one of the houses. That is about 35 to 40% of an individual county's revenue source. Okay. So you cut their revenue source by 40%. Well, if you then take the average of what law enforcement counts for a county, that's 50 to 60%. So that's their entire budget that's left over just to cover law enforcement. So there's nothing left to cover that drinking water, to cover that the ability to flush your toilet. I don't know about you, but that's very important to me. That's why we just simply say the math doesn't work. And there's a lot of questions that are unknown. And I think when anybody is going to make a decision this big and tackle an issue that's this significant and how it affects every Floridian's everyday life, all the solutions need to be worked out. And they just aren't.
Are there any alternative revenue sources that you think are already being looked at by counties as a just in case?
It's complicated. I mean, no one wants to raise taxes. The majority of counties have actually been reducing their millage rates over the years, trying to keep taxes low. Florida is a low tax state. So no one's really looking right now at ways to try to increase revenues, because if you start to look at that, and when you start to really examine where you're going to get more money, that means somebody else is going to have to pay. That becomes then a tax shift. And homestead property owners become the winners. But what about our small businesses? Are they going to have to foot the bill? That's not fair either. And so there's just more questions than there are answers.
Well, and that has me thinking, what would be some unintended consequences of a change like this?
You know, I think everyone has to look at, why do I live where I live? Why did I choose Miami-Dade? Why did I choose Pensacola? Why did I choose Liberty County? We all chose our communities because it has a personality that we agree with, that we love, and a vibrancy and a culture that we want to be a part of. And when you make big changes to any budget, it's going to impact that. We all know that from our own budgets, right? We know that if we have to make a big purchase, that other things are going to get cut, and I'm not going to get other things that I may want or need that month because I have to make a big purchase. It's no different with our counties. They're seeing the inflation that citizens have seen just on a grander scale. And I think the first thing that you would see is that identity, that community culture that you love and that you chose will begin to go away.
I noticed the association website has a county by county snapshot of property taxes. It's a little tool. How could taxpayers use that as a resource?
We would love for them to. We've actually created a website. It's called keepfloridathriving.com. They can get to that county tax report. They can see where their dollars are going, whether they want to look at it on a statewide basis or just a county basis. They can access their county budgets, public hearings, and all of those documents are public records. And we have them all out there for our citizens so that they can see how their individual county is investing those tax dollars.
Great. If the association could design the ideal property tax reform in Florida, would it stay as is? Or do you have some thoughts about what should change?
You know, we've talked about that a lot. There's a lot of inequities in the current system. There's a lot of advantages that certain people get that other people don't get. So we would love to see some of that evened out and to see a system that establishes more equality for all of Florida's citizens. But it's complicated. There's no magic button that we can all press and have something that fixes everything right away without consequences. And so it's something that deserves a great deal of deliberation and debate.
What do you want to make sure lawmakers hear first and foremost from you guys?
I think the first and foremost is that our citizens deserve great communities. And how do we make change that allows them to keep their taxes low? Safety, everyone recognizes the importance of safety in law enforcement, but we need to recognize the importance of safety when it comes to our drinking water, when it comes to our wastewater, when it comes to environmental protections, when it comes to code enforcement, as much as we all hate it. Those things provide safety in a hurricane, emergency response. These things, especially emergency response, are really important products and tools and services that counties provide. And so we can't just say we're going to protect one thing. We have to really make sure that what we protect is our communities so that our citizens can live safe and healthy lives.